Happy Friday, the 13th, Tappers. We are here with you for another edition of the Daily Tap Podcast. Charlie here with you, excited to talk about all things NBA playoffs. So you may have saw on the podcast yesterday, we chatted a little bit about what was going down with the confidence meter, but now that we have the matchup set as promised, I'm going to kind of run through the series a little bit, look at the key matchups, look at what kind of we can glean from each of these, and we're going to rank them by which ones we care about the most, or at least in my opinion. Obviously, you can tell me if you feel differently. SnowTapWI, it is a website, as you know. So let's get into it. Before we do, though, find us, SnowTapWI, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, subscribe, iTunes, Google Play. I'm sure we'll have a bunch going on during the playoffs. Who knows? Maybe I'll start dabbling again in hockey and become a hockey expert again. Hockey was on tonight. I have to like ease my way into it. I got to get some storylines. I got to get some overtime games. And the Blue Jackets and Capitals was very good today. That definitely was a very interesting one. I feel like it's been a day of kind of, oh, really, we traded that guy. Because he had – anyways, I'm not going to try to talk hockey. I was about to, and then I kind of cut myself off. And as the boys from Part of My Take say about soccer, that was talking hockey. All right, so NBA time. NBA playoffs are here. It will go down on Saturday, and then pretty much, I think, 40 days, 40 nights. I mean, that used to be the thing. I don't know if that's still the thing, but pretty much we have NBA basketball for the duration of the next 3 months. I think everyone's excited for the playoffs, including Bucks fans, even though the Bucks kind of had a rough way to end the year. They have blown out. They put on the brakes. I've had some time to sort of think about it, and I really think they decided that Philly was going all out, and they just didn't really want to see Cleveland. And I think I said that yesterday. You can go back and listen to it. And Mitch was very disappointed. And now the way I'm thinking about it more and more, I'm kind of having second thoughts about just I think that the loss was bad, but it's no indicator of the playoffs. So they get Boston's first time. The Bucks and Celtics are going to meet since 1987. They have met in the playoffs a couple different times in the 80s. It was a little bit of a rivalry back then. And Giannis has owned the Celtics throughout the year. They have no real answer for him. Jaylen Brown's too small. Jason Tatum not gonna cut it. Al Horford can't keep up with him. They do not have a body that can match up with Giannis. I mean, when Marcus Smart was healthy, Marcus Smart would at least he had some skills. He was still undersized, but he had some skills to frustrate Giannis when they were going up against each other. Giannis has had some really big games against the Celtics all year. Brad Stevens just hasn't been able to figure that out. I don't see that changing, and that's something that I really think we should be watching for and seeing if this could be an ascent of Giannis. Because if Giannis beats the Celtics in a seven-game series, that's a big deal. Celtics are, what, a top five, top three public team. They are worldwide known, and it just would put Giannis on the map to upset a two seed in his, what is it now, his third playoff series. And that, I don't think there's going to be the T-Mac stuff about, oh, Giannis hasn't made it past the first round. I think we have to see the Bucks as a top four seed before he can start making that jump. I think it's way too early for that sort of shit. Even though he's coming back from injury and he's only played two games thus far, do not sleep on a big Malcolm Brogdon series. I think Brogdon has the ability to have himself a nice series. He's performed well against Boston in the past. We remember the game down the stretch last year where Brogdon had a massive fourth quarter. He presents a kind of a bad matchup for the Boston perimeter defense, and I think Eric Bledsoe too can have himself a nice series. I wouldn't be surprised if Delly gets under the skin of a few guys as well. The perimeter guys can take advantage of a Boston team who Terry Rozier doesn't play a ton of defense. Marcus Smart obviously as mentioned not there, and so I think the Bucks perimeter guys can really take advantage of this as well. Bucks do need to find a matchup for Al Horford. Al Horford has had himself some good games against Milwaukee, whether he was with Atlanta or Boston. He is a factor. I mean, if he's out on the paint, he's outside the paint. John Henson really doesn't want to guard you outside that painted circle. That means you could have Horford just raining buckets. He could be a real factor. You got to also wonder about the Greg Monroe revenge game. It'd be so Bucks if Greg Monroe had one game where he was the catalyst of Boston winning a game, I wouldn't be surprised. If he had like a 20-10 game and beat the Bucks and we're all miserable, it would be not that. I guess then the last question about Boston is, can these young guys step up? You know, Jason Tatum's first playoffs, it's Jaylen Brown's second. You know, Jaylen Brown's had some good games against the Bucks in the past. How is the moment going to be too big for Terry Rozier? I think that's another question worth asking. And so as for a prediction, I have the Celtics winning in seven. I actually think the Bucks are going to push them. I think it's going to be a really, really good series. The fact that we get an 8:30 Friday night game in Milwaukee is just asking for so much trouble. That place is going to be an absolute powder keg. And then you got a nooner on Sunday with ABC in the building, national television for the Bucks. It's a great, great feeling. And I think the Bucks can just think Brad Stevens is going to win himself at least one game with his coaching, and that might be the difference in this one. But I do have confidence in the Bucks. I think this is a good matchup for Milwaukee, probably the best matchup out of the four teams they could have played in the first round. Moving to my next series that I'm most interested in, that is Houston-Minnesota. Do not sleep on this series. I get that the Rockets are an 11-point favorite on Saturday. Sunday. I think that's a little high, but I also kind of get it because the Timberwolves just played an emotional game on Monday night. It would make sense for Houston to just blow the doors off them in game one, but I could see Minnesota bouncing right back. You know, the demons that lurk for D'Antoni and James Harden and Chris Paul are definitely there, and the Wolves are underseeded because of Jimmy Butler's injury. And if Jimmy Butler is healthy all year, the T-Wolves are probably a 5 seed. They're not even worried about missing the playoffs. They're probably a 5 seed. They're 4 seed. So they are underseeded. So it's a disadvantage for Houston to play this Timberwolves team. Karl-Anthony Towns has absolutely aided in this series. He's had so many good games against the Rockets. Clint Capella is no match for him. Harden versus Butler will be obviously great. I think that will be one of the top matchups to watch just head-to-head. Chris Paul, I think, is your X factor without question because the T-Wolves can't guard point guards, save their soul. Jeff Green's terrible. They don't really do backups with Tibbs. So I think the Rockets win in six, but this is going to be a good series. I would be really surprised if it goes less than six games. Cleveland, Indiana, I think this is the best series in the East, not involving the Bucks. We get Lance Stephenson versus LeBron part who knows, and just the overall rivalry between these two guys, and Lance has never seemed to come out on top, and what Lance has to do is not get baited into doing dumb shit with LeBron. LeBron's going to try to get under Lance's skin. He's going to try to really light a fire under Lance, and Lance has to just keep his cool. He has to know that LeBron's on his bullshit and deal with it. It should be a lot of fun watching those two guys. This has actually been a very good, you know, matchup for these two teams. The Indiana's actually won 3 of 4 this year and can beat Cleveland. I hope people know that. I realize LeBron has not lost in the first round, but this Indiana team is as sneaky gets. They are slept on. I think people would be picking them if Philadelphia was the team. I think Victor Oladipo could have a very much a breakout series and lead this Pacers team past Cleveland. I also think the bigs could determine this. You know, guys like Kevin Love, Domantas Sabonis, Miles Turner, Tristan Long Dong Draft Thompson, but, you know, I don't know. I think it's going to be a fantastic series between these two. I think it goes seven. I'm actually going to take Cleveland. Not going to have the balls to take Indiana, but I think it goes seven. I think the Pacers push them to the brink, and the future is very bright for this young Indiana team. Utah-Oklahoma City might be actually the best basketball series. Like, just from a purist standpoint, this could be really good. You have Westbrook facing off against Gobert. Gobert's not guarding him. Westbrook attacks the rim. That's what Westbrook does. Westbrook's going to have to deal with the size of Gobert at all times. If Gobert gets into foul trouble, that's unfortunate. It also is a huge thing that the Jazz did not get home court here, and the Jazz losing to Portland dropped them to the 5 seed because of... These are two fervent fan bases. These are two fan bases who they live off that home crowd. And getting a game seven at home is a major thing. And then also Donovan Mitchell has to deal with Paul George's defense likely. And that's going to be tough on Donnie. The young kid is going to have his hands full without question. And can Carmelo Anthony actually play basketball? We'll see if Carmelo actually gives a shit in the playoffs. Who knows? That could be the X factor. Obviously, Steven Adams could be obsolete force with Gobert there. I actually like the Jazz. I think the Jazz win six games. I think Utah is the better team. I think Oklahoma City has been so up and down and such a roller coaster that I don't know how you can trust them in a seven-game series. I definitely like Quinn Snyder more than I do Billy Donovan, so I'm taking Utah in that one. Blazers-Pelicans, I think this is the probably the most fun series just from a overall. We are going to be tweeting about this late night all throughout the next couple of weeks. Anthony Davis can really shine in this matchup. Nobody really can guard him. Nurkic is way too slow for him. El-Farouq Aminu, not anywhere big enough to hold Davis. Davis could really have a breakout series without any hesitation. Also, Dame Lillard could do the same. Now, Zach Lowe, and I mentioned this yesterday, but worth noting again, Zach Lowe pointed out how valuable Dame Lillard is to this team. And the fact that the Pelicans play zero defense could mean it's huge, huge Dame Lillard series and Dame goes off. It also has a full list of role players. There are so many guys that could beat you in a game, whether it's Nikola Mirotic, whether it's Etuan Moore for New Orleans, whether it's Aminu, as mentioned, or Evan Turner for Portland. I don't want to call CJ McCollum a role player. He's their second-best player. Nurkic, their third. I mean, and those guys can easily win the game. So could Drew Holiday for the Pelicans. I think this is a loaded star power game. I actually have, and I'm going to break Rip City's heart, I'm taking the Pelicans in seven. Yes. So the Pelicans will go into Portland and win this series. I think New Orleans is the surprise of this playoffs. I think they are playing really good basketball. And Elvin Gentry will have enough defense to knock the Blazers out of the first round. We then go back to the East with Miami and Philadelphia. So Whiteside versus Embiid if he plays. I don't know. Embiid's been getting shots up. He's been wearing this mask. He may be ready to go at some point. The Whiteside-Embiid rivalry has been fun. These guys do go back and forth at it quite a bit. The real question is, can Miami get their shit together, right? Miami had a lot of drama down the stretch. Whiteside's unhappy, very much a squeaky wheel. Is he going to get late night minutes or late game minutes when Embiid's out there, because they need him out there? They need his size. And so maybe it all works out for Miami. And I do wonder how Ben Simmons is going to be contained. I know Dragic is a pretty good defender. He's nowhere near the size needed. I guess Josh Richardson's relied on, but I think Ben Simmons could have a really good one. I wouldn't be surprised if Philly steamrolls this and wins in five. It's not that I don't discredit the Heat. It's just I think Philly's on such a heater right now that who knows, right? Like, they've won 16 straight games. It's hard to bet against them. It's hard to say that Philly's not going to make it pretty easy on themselves. Also, playoff Kelly Olynyk's a thing. Remember, he had some big games for Boston last year. Just keep an eye out. Maybe he swings a game. Wouldn't be surprised. Heat, like we just mentioned with Blazers Pelicans, a lot of role players going on. And same with Philly. Philly got improved roster throughout the year to get that sort of all-in atmosphere. Golden State San Antonio is next, and it's second to last. So it's crazy that a Golden State San Antonio series is all the way at the bottom. It's at almost the end of the podcast. It's also a weak way to start off the playoffs. Like, I might just do other shit like on Saturday. I may tune in, but I'm not like trying to get the guys together and have beers and be like, yeah, let's get over here. Cause then we have Washington Wizards Raps right after it, which we'll talk about in a second. Why don't we just kick off with Wizard Raps at 12? Like, let me make my brunch. Let me make some eggs and hash and let me watch a little Wizards Raps. Like, I'm not opposed to that. And then let's get into it. Let's get into some of the better games. Miami, Philly. Like, let's go. Instead, we have to drag it out and make sure the West Coast gets a hand job. Fine. Whatever. Portland, if you want a 7:30 game, okay. Fine. I understand, I guess. I'm just bitching. Just being an old man. I've had diarrhea all fucking day. I've had food poisoning. Feel like absolute hell. And it's just been a battle with me and the porcelain all day. Probably too much information, but guess what? Close to the end, so who knows? All right, so go back to Golden State San Antonio. My only real question here, I think Golden State can win in four games. I think they can win in five games. My real question is though, can the Warriors turn it on? The Warriors kind of looked lazy down the stretch. They looked like they just kind of didn't give a shit. And we've seen this from some LeBron teams. We've seen this from other teams in the past. And then it's like, oh shit, that's right. This is a high quality basketball team. But if the Warriors get beat or it's a really close game in the first game out, I think there's going to be a lot of questions. I definitely will ask those questions about, are we sure this this Warrior team is good? Like, are we sure that this is a team that can go very far? Or is this sort of a team that's smoke and mirrors without Steph Curry? We'll have to see. LaMarcus Aldridge will have a big series. There is nobody on that Warriors roster that can deal with Alame inside. Alame is a post beast. They lack that sort of post defense that they definitely need. And Alame's had some big games against the Warriors in the past. So Wizards and Raps are our final series. Congrats to the Wizards and Raps on the annual NBA TV series. Congratulations. I think this is already a wrap for Toronto. I think it's a sweep or a five gamer. I just don't see it. We talked about it yesterday on the podcast about how the Wizards just gave up. That made it more true by them losing to the fucking Magic. Like, it's over. It's a wrap. I think Jovell will have a nice series inside. I like DeMar DeRozan a lot in this series. I think the Wizards just do not match up well with this Raptors team. And I think Toronto kind of steamrolls their way. And for once, Toronto can win comfortably in a series. But we'll see. You never know with Toronto. Toronto can be a weird team and somehow find their way to get into seven games. All right, guys. That'll do it for the podcast. Wow. One topic, one shot, as my guy Ronnie would say. I tried to watch Jersey Shore, by the way, not to like dovetail and finish, but since we're at the end. You know, Jersey Shore was bad when it finished, and it's bad as it rebooted. Like, it's cool to see all these people back, but they're all, like, washed up, man. It's like seeing, like, the big three, you know, league or something like that, where it's just wash-up fucks who are doing things. Like, it's – but that said – I stumbled on the preview for X on the Beach, which is a UK show they're bringing to the United States. MTV is. Oh my God. This is a fantastic show. This might be a podcast on every Friday that we talk about because it is that damn good of a show. I am very excited. It is my new reality jam. I needed to replace Summer House, which just ended. Vanderpump's soon to be over as well. So I need to reboot on my reality television. Challenge is also over. Fuck the Challenge too, by the way. Since we're talking a little reality television, fuck them for dragging out this thing for three episodes. Like, I really don't care. I looked up the winner. I think it's Cara Maria. Spoiler alert. Sorry. But I can't do this anymore. I can't wait three episodes to figure out who's the winner. Like, I'll just tune in after the final. I'll do the one reunion, won't even watch it, and then I'll watch the second one, and I'll fast forward through the whole thing, because you're not getting my money, MTV. Just not. So, anyways, on that note, we will be back tomorrow. I think we'll do a try to do a podcast right before the games tomorrow, just sort of early headlines, see if there's anything that has popped up in terms of a what to watch. We'll also recap what happened with the Brewers and the Mets as Milwaukee faces a red-hot New York team who's 10-1 to begin the season. Zach Davies going for the Crew, and then anything else that tickles our fancy. All right, thanks for listening as always. SnowtapWI on all the socials. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on subscribe on Twitter. Subscribe on Google Play. And anywhere else, guys, have a great Friday. Avoid those ladders and black cats. All right, take care, y'all.